Congratulations, you. You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast. Yes, you are.
You're tuned into R1 News at 1. Every weekday from 1 till 2 p.m, our dedicated news team brings you the hard-hitting stories, interviews and culture pieces from across Aotearoa Dunedin.
And if I ever thought to, I would bring you tiny flowers.
Good afternoon. You're listening to Te Reo Irirangi Kotahi, and this is the R1 News at 1. I'm your host for today, Jemima Lorimer, and you just heard Tiny Flowers by Beth Torrance. We've got the bulletin coming up for you in just a moment, but first up before this, this is a song by Seismic. It's called Abduction. Keep it locked.
Here are the R1 News at 1 headlines.
This is the R1 News Bulletin for Monday, 17 June. I'm Jemima. In student news, Otago Whakaihu Waka has appointed its new Chancellor, Trish Oakley. She is currently Pro-Chancellor and will start her new role on October 1st. Of her appointment to Pro-Chancellor, Oakley says, "I've seen firsthand the impact of education and its ability to change lives. Giving back to the community of which I am an alumna is important to me." Oakley holds a BCom from Otago and has been a University Council member since 2018. She currently convenes the Council's People and Culture Committee and is a member of the Audit and Risk, Capital Development, Finance and Budget, Health and Safety Committee, and the Strategy and Planning Committee. In national news, the number of people serving prison time for crimes they are later cleared of has doubled in the last decade, RNZ reports. In information released to RNZ, of about 13,800 remand prisoners who had their cases closed last year, 2,138 of these individuals were not convicted, about 15.4%. In other words, more than 2,000 people spent time in prison for a crime they were later found not guilty of. This is about double the number from 2014, 10 years ago, of 1,075. Criminal Bar Association Vice President Samudu Thode says it's more common than most people realise. Thode also describes the situation as an equity issue, with some people only kept in prison awaiting trial as they do not have a bail address. Thode says keeping innocent people in prison is a breach of human rights, but also a waste of taxpayer money. It costs more than $150,000 to house each prisoner per year. With over 2,000 people being in custody later found to be innocent, to quote Samudu, "If all of those people had spent at least 12 months, that's over $300 million spent on housing these people in prison when they are innocent." The average time remand prisoners spend in custody is currently 79 days. Almost 3 months, which is also an increase over the last 10 years from about 2 months. The number of remand prisoners is also increasing. The Justice Minister, Paul Goldsmith, says he is concerned about the increasing number, but also said keeping some accused people in prison has always been part of the justice system. He says he wants to speed up court processes, but that the issue of housing for those without a bail address was part of a much broader challenge. A master's thesis has found a Milford Sound tsunami in the best-case scenario would have a 5% survival rate, Fox Mayer reports for Newsroom. The thesis was by University of Canterbury student Livy Harris. Harris's thesis finds that if an earthquake strikes the Sound, there is a 44% chance it will trigger a landslide into the fjord and cause a tsunami, and that there is very little that anyone on the ground could do to escape. The data has been built on years of research into Milford Sound's hazardscape. The scientific community is working to raise awareness with tourism operators and local governments, but there is a lack of broader public knowledge, especially as tourism rates climb in the area. The fjord's capacity for a tsunami has been known for at least a decade. Two University of Canterbury PhDs in 2012 and 2014 have addressed this event, and the risk it poses continues to be the subject of postgraduate studies at the university. This has been the R1 News Bulletin for Monday, 17 June. Today's bulletin was written by Jemima Lorimer and read to you by Jemima Lorimer.
Those were the headlines for today on R1 News at 1. Catch up on previous R1 News wherever you get your podcasts or head to r1.co.nz/news.
That's right. Those were the bulletins for today. The headlines, I should say, rather. The time is 1:11 p.m. on Monday, the 17th of June. To keep with, weirdly, unexpectedly, there has been a lot of earthquake-themed music prior to this. We had Seismic with Abduction, and I've got Earthquake by Girl Friday for you to follow up that wee story on a potential earthquake. Keep it locked to Radio 1. I'll be back with the weather in just a moment.
Yarwon News at 1 with a forecast.
That's right. It is time for the weather, and it's just cold. It's just cold today. It's 11 degrees. That's the high. It's not going to get any better than that. In fact, it's going to just get a little bit colder starting at 3 p.m. and it's just going to get colder as it gets darker. It's super exciting. There are also wind gusts of up to 22 kilometers per hour throughout today. The weather is also not going to get any better for the rest of the week. In fact, it's only going to get colder and windier. So we have so much to look forward to. I hope you're all keeping warm. This has been the R1 News for Monday the 17th of June. Thank you so much for tuning in. I have been your host, Jemima Lorimer. And if you missed it, remember, you can catch up with all our news wherever you get your podcasts at R1 News. I'm signing out for now, but I'm going to leave you with some really lovely music. Following this, we've got King of Joy by the lovely Pickle Darling, and following that, Why Ho Mai by Jacqueline Taimana Williams. Keep it locked to 91 FM.
You've been listening to R1 News at 1, here on Te Reo Irirangi Kotahi. The R1 News is uploaded daily wherever you get your podcasts. Or head to r1.co.nz/news to get yourself all caught up. Additionally, you can follow R1 News NZ to keep up to date with all our newsworthy happenings.
Thank you for listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. There's heaps more at r1.co.nz.